It's time now for House Call with Children's Nebraska. The new school year is right around the corner. Dr. Tina Scott Nordhorst joins us to discuss what you should do from now until the first day of school to set your child up for success. Hi, Dr. Tina.
Hi, Terry.
As families prepare to send their children back to school, what should parents or guardians do to ensure their kids are best prepared?
Well, there's a number of things that as parents we have to do to get our kids ready for school. Get them in for their physicals. Find out what your school needs from you for your student to attend. So kindergartners and seventh graders in the state do need to have school physicals. Kids that are participating in sports from seventh grade and up do need to have a sports physical. And then if you're new to the school, you need to have a physical as well. You want to make sure their immunizations are up to date. You're going to get a packet of things as a parent, and you want to make sure that anything that we need to help you with, we can get done. So get those scheduled early and get them done as soon as you can. Other than that, you know, you really want to get your kid prepared for school. Summertime is kind of crazy when it comes to activities and sleep schedule. So 1 to 2 weeks before school starts, you want to kind of work on getting their sleep schedule kind of reset. And then let your pediatrician know if you're having any difficulty with that. They can give you ideas and help you achieve that.
And what can parents do to ensure their children are getting the proper nutrition and exercise?
So exercise is, you know, near and dear to my heart. My kids always walk to school. If you live close to school and they are able to walk to school or bike to school, aside from being a great activity, it's a really good time for them to spend some time with their friends. I think that, you know, as a parent, you should walk with them and make sure it's a safe walk. But other than that, get them interested in activities at school. They don't have to participate in sports necessarily. There are a lot of activities that are very good for your health and they should participate in. Food's a whole other thing. Breakfast, I think it's important to make time for breakfast before you send a child to school, and it should be a healthy breakfast, something with some nutrition that's going to get them at least through the lunchtime hour, if not longer. Lunches are tricky because kids are making their own decisions, particularly once they get up to high school. So you have to have ongoing conversations with your child about what they're eating for lunch. What did they get for lunch? What did they pick? What did they throw away? Once they get up into junior high school and high school, I think it's fair to ask, what are in the vending machines? And then set expectation. You know, you can spend some of your money on the vending machine, but maybe not, you know, multiple sodas in a day or candy bars, something that's just a little bit more healthy. And then if your kid has food allergies, I think you have to be real aware and contact the school prior to school starting. Let the school know what your child's allergic to. Many pediatricians, we all in children's positions, will send to the school an allergy action plan with the foods that the child's allergic to and maybe any plan if they do get exposed to that. So I think those are important as well.
There is a lot of pressure on kids to perform their best. How can parents create a healthy learning environment at home, Dr. Tina?
We have to let kids have their fun time, their sports, their activities, their friends. Even elementary school kids, when they come home from school, are very active. So it's important to have a routine, and it's a routine even down to your kindergartner all the way up to your high schooler. There's a set time to do homework. There's a set time to hang out with your friends. There's a set time to snack. There's got to be some wiggle room in there because, well, life gets crazy. But I do think that setting those expectations kind of from the beginning is going to be helpful. I do think that, particularly in our older kids, their phones are always going to be with them. That's how they use a calculator. That's how they communicate with their friends. That's how they look things up. It is important to kind of monitor that to some degree so it doesn't go off the rails and all of a sudden they're not getting their work done. They're just chatting it up with friends. And I always feel very strongly about having your electronics, including your phone, off about an hour before bedtime.
Thanks, Dr. Tina. That's great advice. Dr. Tina Scott Mordhorst sees patients at the Children's Physician's Office in Plattsmouth. To find a Children's Physician's Office near you, visit childrensnebraska.org/primarycare.